This is KCUR 89.3. A legal uproar in Platte County began a couple years ago when Darren Payden pleaded guilty to two charges of sexually molesting a girl over a 10-year period. Before sentencing, the Platte County Prosecutor's Office sought to have Payden's character witnesses withdraw their testimony. And as KCUR's Dan Margulies reports, that request has raised questions about whether the Platte County prosecutor, a candidate for the top federal law enforcement job in the area, crossed an ethical line.
Payden's crimes deeply divided the small town of Dearborn, Missouri, where the 52-year-old defendant had been a volunteer fire chief and junior deacon at his church. Some thought he was coerced into pleading guilty. So when 16 members of the community wrote letters asking the judge to show leniency, Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond was incensed. His office subpoenaed the letter writers and commanded them to appear at Payden's sentencing. It also contacted them by phone and told them to get in touch with an assistant prosecutor, who then pressured them to withdraw their letters or else risk being publicly shamed. Here's Darla Hall Emmendorfer, one of the letter writers.
He went on to say, "How could you support this person who molested a child? Don't you have children?" And I said, yes. He made implications that a good mother would not support a child molester.
The letters appear to have little effect on the judge. He sentenced Payden to 50 years in prison. After the sentencing, Zond's office made good on its threat. It issued a news release about the case, naming the letter writers and publicly scolding them. Zond insists his office's conduct was above board, but the attempt to pressure the letter writers prompted Payden's attorney to accuse Zond of prosecutorial misconduct. More about that in a moment. Legal ethics experts contacted by KCUR say Zond's conduct was questionable at best and may have violated ethical rules governing attorney conduct. Sean O'Brien is a former chief public defender and now a law professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
It is one of the most egregious breaches of ethics that I've heard a prosecutor do. I mean, he's literally threatening people to get them to withhold relevant information from the court.
Larry Dessem, a legal ethics professor at the University of Missouri, says the subpoenas were aggressive lawyering, but didn't necessarily cross an ethical line. The real concern, he says, was the pressure put on the letter writers and the public condemnation after Payden's sentencing.
The broader issue is, we don't want people in our communities holding back on relevant information they've got out of fear that if they come forward with that relevant evidence, there's a possibility of retaliation from the prosecutor.
Zond declined to discuss the matter on tape, but did agree to answer some questions by email. Here's my KCUR colleague Steven Steigman reading Zond's response.
"I am firmly convinced that my office handled every aspect of Mr. Payden's case in a lawful and completely ethical manner that resulted in justice for the victim, the defendant, and the state of Missouri."
Zond then went on to say,
"Generally speaking, I fully appreciate that people who would want to provide character evidence for a convicted child predator would prefer to argue for leniency outside the public eye and without being confronted with challenging facts. But that's not the way our system of justice works."
Darla Hall Emmendorfer says the attempt to pressure her still upsets her nearly a year and a half later.
"It's still emotional for me because it's kind of a scary thing to think that a prosecuting attorney would want to win or put this case on their badge of honor as making the conviction without what I felt was due process, and also with using the people who have a right to tell the judge what they think."
In fact, so concerned was Payden's attorney, John P. O'Connor, that Zond's office had tried to intimidate witnesses that O'Connor contacted a legal ethics expert and asked her what he should do. The expert told O'Connor that he was obligated to file a bar complaint against Zond, and that's what O'Connor did. O'Connor declined to speak on the record, citing the confidentiality of the bar complaint. But in emotional testimony at a court hearing seeking to disqualify Zond's office from other cases in which he represents clients in Platte County, O'Connor said he filed the complaint against Zond only reluctantly and not out of any personal animus. Zond, who has been the Platte County prosecutor since 2002, is the longest-serving elected prosecutor in the Kansas City metro. He is now considered one of the leading candidates to be the next U.S. attorney for the Western District of Missouri, the top federal law enforcement job in the area. Meanwhile, the bar complaint is pending and remains confidential. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.